I have a little penis.
Don't interrupt me while I'm...
I'm sorry, Father.
It's all right. We're doing this one. It's just me and Stop.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No
just
Adam
the boys.
Today.
Classic.
Yeah.
Only the... Oh, fuck.
Just the three amigos.
Adam was over on his phone looking at pitchfork.com.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
His homepage, pitchfork.com/opinions to have.
Adam keeps trying to get us to listen to Animal Collective.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about
have you ever heard of Neutral Milk Hotel?
We were just talking about how the name
Suck
Animal Collective is probably the gayest name for a band.
Or I'm sorry.
Give me hell. I was thinking about today, instead of Save the Rainforest, it's Save the Brain Forest.
Oh, yeah.
It's a jungle where you just get your dick sucked by wild-ass animals.
That's cool.
With, like, vines come down and, fucking wrap themselves around your cock
and suck you off. Fucking one of those plants that eats bugs, just sticking your dick in there.
A Venus cock trap.
Which it looks like it's got teeth, but it's a plant.
A penis cock trap.
So it's just kind of tickles.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Would you jerk off with a frog?
Would you...
Like that monkey?
Like that monkey? Would you do that?
I would do it with the WB frog.
What's the WB frog's name?
Michigan J Frog.
That's right.
What? That's the name?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, stop acting incredulous. You knew that was his name.
Michigan J Frog?
Yeah.
No. I didn't know
Michigan
it was J something.
Jewish frog.
Sorry. Whoa, he's Jewish?
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Just like Al Jolson.
Just like Donald J. Trump, dude.
The Jews basically invented racism.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
They started slavery.
How did they?
Started slavery, number
90% of slaves were owned by Jews in the American South.
What about in Egypt?
So true.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this, but most slaves were leased.
That's right.
from the Jews.
From the Seinfeld Kramer Corporation.
I don't know if it was ever clear that Kramer was Jewish. In that
show. He was.
Cosmo?
Yeah, Cosmo.
Yeah, what kind of Jew is named Cosmo?
A weird. There were hippie Jews that named their kids weird shit.
Yeah.
Cosmo was probably, his mom was probably a fucking just slam pig, like 60s Jew woman.
Uh-huh.
They got her pussy hole. Pussy.
I don't
pussy
think that works
stuffed.
Time-wise.
No, it works.
Because, like, he was in that show, he was probably in his late 30s.
I would say early
90s. Okay,
early 30s. 1960, she gets pregnant with Cosmo.
1960, okay.
Yeah, it's weird to think that all the Seinfeld characters are supposed to be, like, our age.
Damn.
Yeah. Whoa.
Damn. I know, right?
Cool.
People are going to be doing that forever.
Being our age?
Yeah, people be like, wow, all the characters in Casablanca are supposed to be 45 years old. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's like, anyways, welcome back to the Diaper PlayStation podcast. My parents are still alive somehow, and they're texting. My 118-year-old parents are texting and talking about Bernie Sanders and Black girl magic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Whoa. I can't wait till my mom gets a fucking iPhone, dude. I can't wait for the emojis. She went crazy on Pusheen.
Uh-huh.
That was Venetia, little Venetia shit, dude.
What's Pusheen?
Remember the cat on Facebook that
it's
had
a
like
cat
the scooter?
Face. Yeah, like typing and shit.
Yeah, she loved Pusheen. So when she gets a fucking iPhone, she's going to go buck ass wild
does
with emojis.
Does she own animals?
She's on a flip. No, she's got two cats.
Yeah.
And my little brother's got a dog now. Nick keeps taking things that Adam puts in his hand and putting them away from him.
Yeah, I don't understand
it
why you need to fidget.
It helps me pay attention to fidget.
No, you pay attention by looking at the people you're speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
I took a class on this.
A court-ordered class on eye contact.
Yeah, you have,
criminally bad eye contact, sir.
Let's just say I have a special education.
I have a very special set of skills. Liam Neeson's retarded.
I have a very special education.
I can sort blocks
makes
and colors.
Me very, very dangerous to people like you.
You can throw change on the table. I can tell you exactly how much it adds up to.
Listen to me very closely. You're going to be taken. I want you to tell me every letter in the alphabet you can think of. I'm going to try to write them down. As fast as I can.
The R's will be backwards.
Korn style.
Toys R Us style.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Korn was just a retarded band?
Yes, I do think that.
That's okay. What the R stands for.
Retard.
Yep. Yeah.
Knock KO, wow, knockout.
It's a little Easter egg.
Knockout. KO.
Yeah, Korn
retarded,
stands for the cool.
You don't want to know what the
Korn stands for the cool kids of being retarded.
Cool kids of being retarded. Yeah, totally checks out.
It's true.
Well, they don't know how to read, so yeah, that's why it's KORN.
And in that song, "Freak on a Leash," he literally just stops even saying words.
Yeah, that's true.
He was one of those retarded kids on the leash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you think "Freak on a Leash" means?
Yeah.
That's how I had to walk around the mall. Attached to a leash, held by my dad. I assaulted the woman who gives out samples in the food court. And now I have to live on a leash. A leash. Something takes a part of me.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I don't know how to boob and pee. I learn things retardedly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Now I want some Sarku Japan samples.
Yeah, dude.
I love Sarku Japan.
it's just salt.
I love that.
This is the saltiest ass so fucking meat that you can get.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I do, now that I'm a heart guy.
Yeah, well, I have
me and my best friend, the Cheerios B, looking out for my heart health.
Oh, that's true. I got recently...
What's his name?
I'm being a fucking middle-aged piece of shit.
Nah, you're fine, dude. It's not your age, it's your fucking life. It's getting angry at
me. It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
No, it isn't.
That was like a child's burp.
Yeah, that was a wimpy.
That was a weak one. You gotta.
It's because I'm eating children's cereal.
No, it's because you're a little girl.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
are.
A man.
Yeah, you.
I'm a grown man.
You should for as someone with a high caloric intake.
There you go. That's what a man's burp sounds
I was,
like.
Here's the thing. You're all about vanity burps. Not me.
You're
dude.
All about first utility.
I'm about utility burps. Also, yeah. That sounds like you're choking on a guy's cock.
Yeah.
All of those are horrible. Those are death rattles. Those are not burps. Nick is having a heart attack right now. The high blood pressure finally got to him.
I had a bunch of corned beef hash earlier, and now I can taste
that's
it.
That's not nice, good, dude, for good for your heart.
Yeah, but I like it.
That's salty as shit. That's like a
yeah,
sodium.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to talk scold me
that's
about loving
that's a plate of sodium. Yeah.
When you're having fucking canned beef. Yeah, I mean, this fried up.
I love it.
That shit so sucks, good. Dude.
I told myself I'm nice. Doing one more week of corned beef hash and then I'm off the hash.
You're off the hash.
You gotta quit the white stuff, dude.
I've been getting very into cereals as dessert recently.
Oh, I like cereal as an afternoon snack.
Mm, that's I'm about good. Corn yeah. beet off.
Absolutely.
It's nice.
Do you just put corn around your cock or how does that work?
DJ, I'm gay. DJ being gay.
I'm kind of confused about corn beating off, though.
What do you mean?
Would you? Is it still corned beef hash?
Yeah.
Are you beating off around corn a cob?
What if instead of corn on the cob, you thought it was called corn on the knob, so you shoved it in your mouth long ways and sucked all the corn up? They're like, no, it's corn on the cob. I'm like, oh, I thought it was corn on the knob, so I was eating it like a dick. Completely different.
I was chewing the kernels with the back of my throat.
Yeah. You know what I love? The little corns with the spikes in them that go on the end.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what I used to love? The baby corns in Chinese stir fries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As a fat child, I used to take them and eat them like they were.
Look how scared Adam's dog is of the tape measure.
No, don't be mean to her.
She is actually really scared.
She's terrified of the tape measure.
She doesn't like tape measures.
What's great is you can get her from across the apartment with it.
You know what those people used to do with tape measures to her?
She's mad. Don't do it, dude. She's been abused.
She has been abused. Look at her face. She got so depressed.
She got measured a couple times.
Yeah.
What bitch enjoys being measured? Am
so
I right,
true.
Ladies?
So true.
If you're a bitch out there and you're listening to the podcast, first of all, hello, bitch.
What's up, bitches?
Yeah.
We're going to have a bitch sesh right now.
You got to go to the bra store and get your titties measured
mm-hmm.
every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday.
Yep. Start every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Victoria's Secret. Well,
it's Monday again. Guess it's time to get my titties measured.
Yep. That's why there's always a line Monday morning at Victoria's Secret
for the measurements. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do them pro bono, gals.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll measure your titties.
Well,
but I mean,
girls are obsessed. Ever since they turned 12, they start measuring their titties.
Uh-huh. I do that with my dick.
Not like us guys. You do that? Because I thought us guys are pretty much,
Every Monday, I go into Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they measure my cock.
I think my dick grew after 18.
Everybody grows.
I think my dick...
You keep growing. Everybody keeps growing until they're like 24.
Okay.
I'm still waiting. I think it keeps going until you're like 30, dude. I'm waiting for my growth spurt. I feel like any moment now, mm-hmm. I'm going to fucking shoot up a couple inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a growing boy.
I'm still a growing boy.
When you're eating, do you tell yourself that?
Yeah, exactly. I am technically growing. I'm just
the wrong way.
Instead of I. That wasn't that good, man.
No, but that was the end result of me sucking in all that air earlier. This smells like Indian food.
Did you eat Indian food?
No, but I had some pomegranate juice before bed last night. I guess that's mixing with the corned beef hash.
And that's how you make Indian.
That's chicken vindaloo. Corned beef hash and pomegranate juice. Yep. Everyone at home, this is the Pumptown cooking hour.
Welcome to America's Test Kitchen.
Rogan Josh, and they get it, and it's like, this is just pomegranate juice and corned beef hash. And then I come out in the chef's outfit, and I'm like, I threw up one time, and it tasted like
it. It sort of tasted like it. It's a spin-off of Indian food.
Yeah. Sir, I made this in my stomach and threw it up.
Fuck, dude.
Man, we should open a restaurant. Remember when you said that stuff? That's what you do with $50 million.
Yeah, I surf and turf restaurant. Sounds great. A crab cake and a lamb chop.
But it's a lot of responsibility.
Calamari and a ribeye steak. Come on, dude.
You could just have a private personal chef to make you food anytime you want.
No, I
want to
be.
No, if you had $50 million,
you
want
to go into management. You want to like have a laptop at one of the tables doing the.
I will not be doing the day. I'm not in the weeds.
You're not doing the day to day.
No,
because restaurant management that's a serious.
I'm
job
the
right
owner.
There.
I have a booth dedicated to me. Me and my friends.
You're
go
a
back
restaurant
in the booth.
Tour.
I'm a restaurant tour.
Yeah, I like.
I go
that.
Out there in a suit, maybe khakis and a blue blazer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
khakis,
what I mean?
Blue blazer.
Maybe roll up the sleeves.
That's kind of a Maryland look. That's kind of like bringing it back to your youth.
Yeah, striped shirt, striped blue and white shirt. Roll up the sleeves. Hey, if it gets very busy, they need help running food. I'm not a fucking diva. I'm out there running crab cakes.
You'll get your hands dirty.
Yeah, I'm serving fucking crab dip. Also, it's another Maryland thing. I do miss having the option to have crab dip at every restaurant.
Yeah, but it's like you're surfing. Pretty soon, you're gonna want a turf.
Absolutely.
You know, that makes sense.
Lamb chops, ribeyes. You know,
what about surf
chicken.
And turd.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Everybody was surfing and sucking my dick.
Eating shit all day.
That song doesn't make any sense.
Surfing USA.
There's only like three states you can go surfing in.
No, there's
not
more.
Three.
Four. Cali.
That's one.
Okay.
Oregon, Washington.
Oregon,
it's cold.
Oregon is a town in Washington, so that's
no,
one
it's not.
State.
That's not true. Those are two different states.
No, it's the capital of Washington.
Portland,
we'll
Oregon.
Look at a map after this. Yeah, you can. I got a map you can look at.
What
is that?
It's of his dick and balls.
Yeah.
What so you know you're wearing?
It's called a treasure map. I got a bunch of jewels all over.
That'd be cool national
move,
treasure.
I'm gonna get jewel encrusted cock.
I love it, dude.
Like
covered in precious metals. Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's little rubies that point down your dick through your balls, and then it's an arrow to your asshole. Mm-hmm.
And you just tear that pussy.
Iron cross in the front. The Blue Max, the highest Nazi medal.
I remember one time my parents told me I couldn't wear an independent truck company t-shirt. Yeah.
Why?
Because
they're like, you're not even a skateboarder. You're posing. You're being a poser.
Do an ollie. I want to see
you
do an ollie.
I bet you can't even do a kickflip, you faggot.
When's the last time you
take
did?
Off? Take off that girl board shirt.
No, they said it was
take it
Nazi.
Off, bitch.
But yeah, I could kickflip.
Your dad just does a 900.
Take
Tony
that,
Hawk.
Faggot.
My son is gay.
While he's landing it.
As he's doing the 300. Yeah, yeah. He's spinning around. My son is gay. He's gay. I hate my gay son so much. Everybody look how much I have to spin because my son is so gay.
Angry middle-aged South African man takes over the X Games.
Yeah.
The sex
while
games.
Shouting it.
The sex with young boys games.
Yeah. You know what, how easy it is? You take the little X on the X games, you mm-hmm. add a
little,
another arm to the each side of the X. You get a little swastika games.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's cool. Just four little strokes.
Yeah.
Four little strokes is what I call having sex.
Yeah.
Four pumps.
Four pumps.
Four little strokes.
Four pumps.
You know what I say about sex is it's about power.
Yeah, we went over this. You're a rapist.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, you're just a regular rapist.
It's about power.
Wow, stop. That might have been the most pathetic fart yet.
No, it wasn't, man.
It was just one puff.
Yeah.
And it was like there was like dust that came out.
You went in. I have a weird diet, man.
Should I rewatch the Mummy movies?
No,
probably
with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to watch the new one with
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Apparently, it's good.
Yeah,
there's no way it's good.
Apparently, it's not bad.
According to who?
It's weird that Cruise is his real last name.
It is.
I think so. Yeah.
Biologically.
Which seems like a fake name, but.
My real name is Stav Cruising for Pussy.
Yeah. Wow.
But I changed it to Halkias for show business.
And Stavros Buffet.
Stavros Val Buffet.
Yeah. Chantal Buffet is your new name.
What is it?
Chantal Buffet.
Chantal?
That would Chantal. Be your, that's your drag
Chantal
name.
Chantal Buffet. Yeah, yeah, that's my drag name.
Chantal
my
Buffet.
Drag name is, my drag name is Carmen San Francisco.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
yeah,
one.
That's good.
I know. I was so happy I came up with that. I'm like, damn it. Another reason... I'm mad that I'm not gay.
Well, you are. No, you're getting there. I'm slowly not. Every week.
I
you
feel
turn
like
gayer.
Every and it's Cumtown has been a good conduit towards your, you know,
homosexuality.
Nah, the thing is,
it all started when you saw that goddamn beautiful movie in December.
Nah, it's the
Call
thing
me
is
by
is,
your
is
name.
Is
gorgeous.
Is I'm not actually attracted to men. That's like the only hurdle.
You'll get there. You'll slowly, get you'll get there.
You
you'll build.
Learn.
You build up an immunity to pussy.
I can't do it.
Sorry, man. Slowly, we're gonna
I
like.
I can't. I wish. You know how? First of all, I would totally take advantage. I would be the most problematic gay there is.
Yeah. Imagine you with
yeah,
literally no use for women.
If you're a white,
how much more misogynistic.
If you're a white
you
gay man, you could be the most problematic.
First of all,
I'm
the least misogynistic one on this show.
That's
absolutely
not true.
Untrue.
By miles.
100%.
What are you talking
false.
About?
Whatever.
I mean, like it's. I mean, that's objectively true.
No chance.
How's that possibly true?
I mean, it's totally true. What
you
do,
told me
I?
That you needed to say. You wanted to get in the mindset where you were like, fuck these hoes. Like, I'm just worried about lifting.
That's
you
yeah,
told me
I'm
that
in that
a couple
mindset.
Weeks ago.
That's not misogynistic.
That sounds kind of misogynistic.
What women want to be is disregarded. And then what the gym wants is to be lifted at.
Yeah, that's so true.
Just because I respect the gym doesn't mean I disrespect women.
You're
I
saying
just,
by disrespecting women, you're respecting them.
I'm not disrespecting
them.
Women.
That's
I'm
their wishes.
I, don't, I mean, that's probably, that's what equality is, right? When I just ignore them and don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
instead
no,
of know.
Pretending to interact with people,
mm-hmm.
to try and fuck them.
Every interaction is like a, on some level, a pretend interaction.
Yeah, I guess
you
that's
know?
Right.
I'm pretending to.
No, you do genuinely have female friends. I don't know if Stav and I do have as many as you do.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I think that's because
but
Nick,
you, Christina, and you are good. Or like
yeah,
lifelong
my best
friends.
Friend.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I fucked her.
No, what?
I fucked her.
You
too.
Did?
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
You guys
yeah.
both
bad,
fucked
yeah,
my
yeah.
life
yeah.
no, long friend,
yeah.
Christina?
Bad, yeah, it was weird.
She was like, you have to fuck me or I'm not going to be friends with Stav.
What?
Anymore. And I said, I'll do whatever I have to do for my yeah. friend Stav.
Really?
Yeah. yeah.
She
Dude,
told
I'm sorry
me the
for
same
calling,
thing. Calling you a misogynist.
She did the same thing to me.
Because that's really cool of you,
yeah,
man.
I know.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll just let everyone know that that real woman who you can...
who you can
do not look up.
Now loudly announced I fucked.
Stav's lifelong best friend.
Out of respect.
Out of respect for me yeah. and for women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the
eldest,
art of sex.
Too. Also, we had to fuck him, also.
That's funny. Yeah. I would love if you guys fucked Eldest.
He's so soft looking.
Oh, my God.
He's ugly as shit, though.
He's like, he's got
he's
the
like a Casper mattress.
No, he's like a waterbed. I was
yeah, yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah. He is like a
not
waterbed.
Like a Casper
but
mattress.
But his ass is very hairy, so it wouldn't be a good experience to fuck him.
Well, I can
Adam likes that kind of shit.
No, I don't like that kind of stuff.
You yeah. don't like hairy
Adam
ass?
Adam likes no, a I'm nice man's. Pillowy
nope.
ass.
My Tinder said smooth for smooth.
His,
okay?
Adam's dream
that's
is
my
to
heterosexual
be held
Tinder
and
that I
caressed
have.
By like an old Elliot Gould, you know?
Old Elliot Gould.
Yeah, old, not young. But
young
like
Elliot Gould was
old,
a piece of ass.
Soft.
Nice like and a, wrinkly skin.
Yeah. yeah.
You mm-hmm. watched The Long Goodbye before?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's great.
I also read the book.
Oh, yeah. But it's different. I mean, the book...
The book is much better.
Yeah. The Long Good Head.
Yeah.
The book... The movie takes place in, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The book takes place in your mom's ass.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
that's not true. Cool.
It is true.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's a weird place for a movie.
Yeah. Is that's it why like it's one called those... the Long Goodbye, you know?
Why?
Why?
It's a long asshole, and you're saying goodbye to it.
I don't know if you could describe an asshole as long.
Yeah, you can. Probably could.
That's why the asshole is better, because it's longer than the pussy.
Mm, so true.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Any way you look at that statement, it is true.
No, the asshole's definitely longer than the pussy. It doesn't have an end.
What do you mean?
It goes
the
all
inside?
The way, yeah, the inside. It goes all the way up into, like, the...
Are we counting colon as part of the asshole? Are we calling your small
intestine? No, you immediately go into the colon. That's all, like, I guess there's rectum there.
The hole is the opening. The ass.
Yeah, the ass.
Is a different thing.
Yeah, sure.
When I was thinking long asshole, I was thinking measuring...
Oh, like a
down.
Like a cat's eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
exactly
diameter
like an oblong
of the hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That is terrifying. Yeah, to think
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Like one of those assholes.
Yeah, yeah. Sideways asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the same.
You know they got sideways assholes.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Has anyone been born with a sideways pussy, Asian or not? Have people been born with sideways dicks?
I don't know.
They've been born with both genitalia.
That's true. So and I'm just saying
ambiguous genitalia.
It could be possible. Is all I'm saying.
They're born with they're people with multiple pussies.
That's cool. Yeah, I remember her.
Like three holes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We met.
Yeah.
I put my balls in.
You in three holes?
I put my balls in each one in
ball
one on the
hole?
Left, one on the right, and my dick in the main pussy.
There's that porn clip that people used to share a lot in high school with the black with the black guy with his balls in the girl's asshole.
Yeah.
The Booyah video.
The Booyah video.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Classic, yeah.
Because no one knew what Booyah meant until that video came
out.
No,
it really
would
put
hear
booyah on the map.
Because it's like, you would know the word Booyah, but you didn't know when to say it. And it's like, oh, that's when you say Booyah.
Yep. That's a very important educational moment for me.
Booyah.
That video is so funny.
It's what an awesome time to say Booyah.
I also remember that, like,
a celebration.
Yeah,
a
no, I thought he put his balls in her ass.
His balls were in her ass, that's and his dick was in her
ass. That's
got to
be so painful.
Yeah, for your balls.
For your balls, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she had
a gaping.
Unless she had a very long
asshole.
Then
you popping them out.
She had a long asshole.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Booyah.
I remember that clip was so famous that girls would watch it. We'd be at, like, house parties and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, this is so cool that girls are watching this.
They're watching a asshole with balls in it?
Yeah. I didn't think girls were horny or watched porn or anything.
That's fucking, dude, that's a damn patriarchy.
That was
that's why I'm
my
such a
most
feminist.
Misogynist.
I believe all women are horny all the time.
I didn't get that. I used to not think that girls smoked weed without guys there.
What?
Yeah, it was like a weed. When I was like 13, 14, I was like, that's crazy. Why would they do that? Wouldn't they need men there?
So true. That's your Jewish upbringing.
Yeah, I was a fucking...
Yeah, it's weird. You don't, like... I didn't think women also collected swords, you know? And get into, like, sparring tournaments
with
the Asian kids.
Yeah.
I didn't think, you know... But it's, I guess both genders
they
see
that
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They love it. They love beating up a little Asian guy
with
a sword.
Yeah. I didn't think girls, like, stayed up all night... getting fucked up off cough medicine and arguing with people about Israel on IRC. I thought that was like guys only.
Yeah.
Girls do that too.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't think girls would listen to the Nelly and
Kelly Rowland
song.
Yeah, over and over again.
Over and over again. Yeah. And think about why they're crushed.
No, was that? No. That's
No, it was.
Even when I'm with my boo,
girl, you know I'm crazy over.
Over and over again was Nelly and the country guy.
No.
Tim McGraw.
Well, I didn't think they listened to that, the Kelly Rowland song.
Oh, the Kelly Rowland.
Over and over again.
Yeah. That was just
thinking
a guy
about their crush.
Yeah.
And why she wouldn't go out with them. I didn't think girls did that. You know.
Oh man, I remember there was a school dance where that song was real popping.
That song. Damn, I still get sad thinking about that shit. Not getting pussy in eighth grade to that song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't get sad about anything. Now that I'm so close to death.
A calm has washed over you, a pre-death calm.
I love Zen Nick.
Yeah, dude. Everything's perfect, you know, in its own way, the way it's destroyed life.
You're not even close to dying.
He's moments away.
Just get. You could also, if push really came to shove, you could just take one of those pills.
Yeah.
Like Lipitor or some shit.
That's what I said. Yeah, that lowers your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Or is that cholesterol?
We'll see. We'll do another week of corned beef hash.
Corned beef hash and decaf coffee.
Pomegranate juice. No, I haven't had coffee in like almost a week now, and it sucks.
What do you do for energy, pal?
Nothing.
Really?
I just feel like shit all the time. Because I also don't sleep well. Mm. I still have a problem sleeping, you know, even without the caffeine.
What about a little melatonin?
I wake up. I mean, I can go to sleep easily, but I wake up like 3 hours later.
Yeah.
3 or 4 hours later, and I just can't get back to sleep.
It's because of your beautiful mind.
Do you wake
up
screaming?
Yeah. It's my beautiful mind. Yeah.
Your beautiful mind cannot be put to rest for that long.
Yeah. What if instead of beautiful mind, it was about Neil deGrasse Tyson? It was called Dat Mind.
<That's good. laughs> The exact same movie, but he's in it. Or
it's a black, man of addition. That mind.
Oh my
god. That mindo.
The sequel.
That
mindo. Number two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What about a beautiful mime? And it's a. It's
and then
a
the third
mime, one.
And he's
makeup.
Just quietly beating his wife. Yeah, that's good. Do a mime act out on the podcast, stop.
It was really good though.
That'll
tell everyone I made a good
miming.
Face.
Yeah.
On fire recently.
Your mime game is mad.
Yeah.
And then the third one is called Dat Mind After Next.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's always fun to bring it back to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Damn, I used to think my man was cool, too.
But did you?
Yeah, at first.
I never thought he was cool.
At the very first time, I'm like, all right, cool.
What, so, like, you mean like 20 years ago when he was just the black guy on every one of those PBS?
Yeah, exactly. When I was like a little kid, I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
A soul brother.
A brother.
Loves science.
Yeah. I didn't know Carl Winslow was also in it.
Because, like, compared to most nerds, he seems cool at first blush.
You know what's funny? It's like, I get the all Asian people look the same, but I never understood the all black people look the same thing.
That's because you were around more black people growing up.
But Asian people... No, I was around plenty of Asian people also, and they do look the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of them look the same.
No, there's like four different...
brands.
Faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
But then you have to look at accessories.
I had a day laborer. I had a day laborer drive
the Commodore.
Me.
Yeah.
There's Colonel Mustard. Miss Scarlet. No, I had a day laborer drive me home the other day, and he had the same exact like facial expressions and face as Sean Patton.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I love when you see like different. Yeah, it's awesome to see.
Yeah,
like,
Sean Patton could be a Latino man.
He also had in his van, like attached to the center console, this like 12-inch by 7-inch like cartoon cutout of like a Mustang hot rod, just taped
in his van.
Just taped to the like.
Oh god.
To where the radio was.
Hell yeah,
just a
dude.
Picture of like a cool Mustang.
In his Nissan Altima?
No, in his fucking van.
Oh, van.
Yeah, in his, like, work van or whatever.
Fuck,
and it's like, those Mexican guys have, like, the same sense of what's cool as, like, a Down syndrome guy does. You know? No, I mean, really, it's like, yeah, I love Mickey
Demo.
Mouse. Yeah. You know, I love Mickey.
Taz is cool.
Taz is cool.
Mickey Mouse
fuck
is cool.
With Taz.
Really fast car.
Yeah.
You know.
Tacos, burritos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Red beans, pinto beans.
Yeah. I don't think they have. There's no retarded people in South America or Central America.
It's indistinguishable.
They don't have it. Well, here's why. Because all of their candy sucks.
So they kill themselves at a young age. Yeah, yeah. Because what's a retarded life worth living without candy?
They can't exist.
That's not what it is. It's that they spill over the fucking Rio Grande. They spill over the border, send all the retards up here.
With the rapists.
And then our tax, the rapists, the retards. Yeah, and the really
you got a couple of bad hombres.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, and that's why they need to get out.
Yeah,
so true.
It's a Mice and Men. It's like, my name's George. This is my partner Juan Carlos. When are we going to pay the rabbis, George? Not now, Juan Carlos. But I just want to pay the rabbis. They is like boss bonny to me.
I like
to pay them because they're like books bonny to me. I want to pay them.
Books bonny. I wonder if anyone ever gets to Juan Carlos's ass.
That doesn't happen in a Mice and Men.
I know.
This is called a Mickey Mouse and Man. of a man wearing a Mickey Mouse denim jacket.
Outside of Home Depot. It says Queen on it because he doesn't know why he can't read English.
Daddy's little princess. Yeah. Yeah. That's the best is when they have like the shirts. They don't know what they say. Yeah.
Oh, it's the baddest bitch on the block.
Please.
Laying fucking.
George, can we get a farm? Jorge, please. I want a farm so I can pay the rabbits.
My shirts say I'm 1% devil, 99% angel.
Yeah. What?
Exactly. No, they can't. Yeah. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
How's the big move to the new place going, Nick?
It's not going. It's fucking...
Where are you going to do it this
weekend?
I got
to get the keys. I'm still waiting on the fucking keys for the front door.
For the front door.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a replica car in your now that you have your own place?
Yeah, I'm going to...
For the Gran Turismo wheel?
Right, I'm going to turn the entire living room into a cool car.
Just like you were making fun of those retards for doing.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was going to have to sell my speakers, but I figured it out today. I went in there, I took some measurements.
You can still get that 7.1.
I get 7.1.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yep. Get the two subs going. Ready to really piss off the family that lives downstairs.
just play the THX sound on repeat out of all seven speakers.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry to bother you, but at 3 o'clock in the morning last night, were you watching a copy of Dunkirk that you added the N-word to?
There weren't even like, black people in that movie.
First of all, yes. Number two, it's my right.
Okay, but just out of curiosity, who were they calling it that? Who were they using that towards? The Nazis.
That was me. I had a megaphone, and I was announcing it to the television like I do while watching every film.
A fucking megaphone.
Yeah.
Calling Tom Hardy an N-bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 4K, baby.
You're going to run out of gas, you dumb.
I didn't see Dunkirk. I don't know.
Oh, that happened to Tom Hardy.
I really liked it.
It sucked.
You thought it sucked?
It was like...
You saw it in the theater?
Yeah, I saw it in a Greek outdoor theater.
Oh, then that sucks.
Vaping.
Greek outdoor?
Yeah, it was in Greece when it came out.
Oh, in Greece. Oh, yeah.
Gerki.
How about... I thought it was about a movie about like a black guy that his wife fucked somebody else.
And he's
like, he oh, somebody crazy. Done kirk my ass.
Oh, yeah.
I got kirked.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody done kirk.
Cuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, kirk. Just if he snaps. It's a black woman who
how y'all no, he's got like the
kirked.
West Coast
she
you know, ice cubes. Sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah. Like so, like I'm
got kirked.
That was horde.
That was horde. We got Miss Joshua over here. Kirking my ass. Damn, Miss Joshua.
Is that his wife?
Yeah, yeah.
He calls his wife Miss Joshua.
Damn, Miss Joshua. Why are you kirking my ass? Yeah. That's that guy. That's what
a good guy, man.
Dunkirk is about. I'm Sandy Kenyon, and this is me having a stroke while I describe movies.
Who's Sandy Kenyon?
He's the taxi cab movie guy.
He's the best.
Yeah. He looks like his skin's held on with cum.
Yeah. It looks like he was early HIV patient.
Yeah. Well, he's...
somehow made it.
Right. He's like... Yeah. He's got to be... He still has all his hair. He's one of those guys that's he's probably like 87 years
old.
Yeah,
he's got a beautiful quaff.
Oh, fuck that guy, dude.
Yeah, but he's
He doesn't look that good. And he likes literally everything.
He should give me his hair. I should get his hair.
He's never given a bad review.
Old guys should not be allowed to have hair, man. I should get
it. I think it's cool.
Anyone over 50, I get your hair. That's my rule, man.
Yeah.
You don't need a beautiful mane to fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're old. You're distinguished.
Yeah.
Give me that
hair. Are you going to get plugs?
When the technology is correct, I will be getting plugs.
A lot of people have plugs. A lot of famous people have plugs.
So I'm trying to get tugs.
Jeremy Piven.
Tugs?
Yeah, it's a long hair that jacks your dick off for you.
Wow. Rapunzel, jack me off with your hair.
Like instead of Huggies diapers, it's Tuggies diapers. And they jack your baby off. Babies. Excuse me, do you have Tuggies?
You mean I want Huggies? My son to be cool.
No, I want those diapers to beat your son off. Damn. I guess I'm going to jail.
Is it pedophilia to buy diapers that jerk off a baby?
What's that?
No.
Is that illegal?
Is that technically pedophilia? Let's say. There was a device that jerked off a baby.
Because first of all, we know that babies can get hard and come. That's something we all know.
That's on the scientific record.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, you know.
They be fucking.
Babies fuck. Yeah. You leave babies to their own devices in that neonatal unit, the preemie babies. They try and crawl back into
how about the
other baby's pussies.
Head all unit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My baby needs some head over here.
Yep, neo...
Nito
head.
Those
the Nito Hedo unit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to check in.
Yep. It is legal for nurses.
Yeah, if it's a medical procedure. If there's too much pressure in the baby's cock.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Their vas deferens might explode unless they get sucked off.
Exactly.
That happens a lot.
That sounded scientific.
Yep. Thanks, man.
That was weird getting boners before you could come.
Was it?
Yeah.
I remember my little cousin, he would like get his dick hard and then fucking run around the house being like, my dick hurts.
Yeah.
My penis hurts.
Yeah, and that's when you have
it's
to
like,
suck
yeah, stop
off.
Playing with it, you fucking asshole. We're at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You knew.
We're fucking
I didn't know.
Sizzler.
One time I was watching Mad TV with my family and I.
You got hard?
I was like fully hard and I was like scared.
About who? Who's
on.
Who's getting
Did your family
hard?
Watched Mad TV together?
Yeah, oh yeah, every week.
That's stupid.
Well, no, we would watch the 30 minutes of Mad TV and then SNL. Because Mad TV was 11.
Wait. Smashing good jokes.
No,
we had cracking jokes tonight on Mad TV.
No, we'd watch Mad TV for 30 minutes.
Nicole
and then
Sullivan,
SNL.
I
really?
Love her.
Your parents were up that late?
Yeah, we used to watch it as a family, SNL.
Damn.
Nah.
Yeah, like every week.
That's weird, dude.
Why is that weird?
Yeah, it's your parents go to bed at like fucking 7
p.m. No,
after Jeopardy.
Parents
my
parents
go
used to
go
to
my
bed
dad
late.
My dad now literally goes to sleep at 7:30 p.m.
Well, that's cool. That's just really waiting out the clock.
He's
online.
Just ready to die.
That's just like I'm in the fourth quarter and I'm
he's kneeling.
Time.
He's
kneeling. When
every
I call
down.
Him, I'll call him. You gotta catch him. There's like a 30-minute window where he has to like make dinner for his family and then he goes to sleep.
Jesus Christ, dude.
It's miserable.
Yeah. My dad just fucking stays out late, I guess, trying to fuck Ukrainian waitresses.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And that's pretty cool.
And
that's
then
a nice
he comes
life.
Back and like sleeps on the couch. For like 3 hours.
How about
a night.
Getting brainy in waitresses?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about that?
I like that. What kind of waitresses are those?
They're the Animaniacs.
You get sucked off by Dot. What was her name? Dottie.
Dot. Yeah. I would love to get sucked off by a woman named Dot. You know?
Yeah. She'd probably have to be like 65 years old at the youngest at this point. What's the world's youngest
They're getting
dot?
Brainiacs. They got baloney in their slacks. That line works better with the getting brainiacs.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they act a fool, they get locked up in the tower.
Who is like the extra retarded one?
Wacko.
Wacko. Oh, yeah,
makes sense. That's a great name for retarded kid.
I'm sorry, your son is wacko. Your son
medically.
Your son is absolutely bananas. allow me to play this Gwen Stefani song and walk out of the room while you process this diagnosis.
Oh, fuck, man.
I love that, like, I think there's multiple SVU episodes about retarded people being...
rapists?
Yeah, or nice. Raped or raped or whatever. Yeah. That's got to be a fun day in the writing room where they're oh, I don't know, what are you thinking? Should we do something about how Putin is like a Russian oligarch?
Trolls.
And they're like, no, that doesn't really
it's
work.
Just retard.
Like, another Weinstein thing? I'm like, nah, let's just go. It's just a retard.
Classic.
Yeah.
Let's go back into the evergreen.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go back to like a Lenny situation sort of thing.
I want to fuck the rabbits.
Bugs Bunny.
When do I get to fuck the rabbits? The getting brainiacs.
Yeah, that's a good one. Man, I am so tired. Apologies.
What were you doing yesterday?
Nothing. I had a casual day, but I woke up at like 5 a.m. with heartburn.
Damn, bro.
And I couldn't get back to sleep.
What the fuck? How did you get heartburn?
Probably from drinking that pomegranate juice before bed.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that before bed.
I got high as shit and I ordered...
Because your body metabolizes it way slower.
Yeah, that's fine.
Damn, Mr. Fucking Science over here.
I think that sounds right.
That mind, dude.
That mind.
That mind.
Yeah.
What should I do for fucking Greek Easter, man?
Go see the new Pirates of the
Caribbean.
Are we
invited to Greek Easter?
I don't know.
Of course not. Of course not invited. Yeah,
we're not invited to Stav's party.
He has to check with Eldis.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to see if we're going to do a thing or not, you fucking queers. If I have a fucking party, you can come, of course. What the fuck?
All right.
Am I invited? You change your party to a time when I can't fucking attend specifically.
I did not change it.
I told
not.
You I had to work on fucking Friday.
Well, no,
you know,
didn't.
All of a sudden
you
we got a fucking thing. Birthday party.
I'm also on the shows at the stand, and I'm going to be here
tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's ditching the shows.
I'm ferrying back and forth.
Yeah. He'll be back and forth between the
I'm
stand.
Hosting
and
I'm hosting
F-E-R-R-Y.
Three shows.
I'm telling you, just get Chris Scopo to host on your behalf.
Yeah. It's, I like that Chris Scopo has the same lower half as you.
Yeah.
Nice big fat ass and legs.
Nice big fat ass.
And a normal torso.
I have a fatter ass than Scopo, but it's nicer too. He likes to claim that he has the best
ass.
Nah,
you got Hank Hill ass.
How fucking dare you?
It's wide.
I do not have Hank
wide
Hill
and flat.
Yeah, wide
pancake
flat.
I have
ass.
A round, juicy buttocks.
No, you don't.
100%.
No, you don't.
How look, man, I know you're trying to troll me right now. I know you're one of those classic internet trolls.
Yeah, he's a troll.
But I'm not I will not even.
You know what I am? I'm a
this.
Classic honest man.
No, you're not.
An honest man starring me as Denzel Washington.
It's about an autistic guy that doesn't possess the ability to lie.
I'll tell you, there's one thing I can't lie about, Jake. It's about a man with a flat ass. And when I see him, I call him out.
How dare you, dude?
I think Denzel Washington, that... last movie he was in, I didn't see it, the 70s black guy kind of movie, where he's like a lawyer with an afro.
Oh yeah.
That looked like shit.
Elijah.
Roman J. Esquire.
Yeah. I heard it's an absolute piece of shit, but then I also heard that he is kind of autistic in it. So
in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies with autistic guys now.
Yeah. It's
Thomas the Tank Engine, The Assistant.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or no, The Accountant.
The Accountant, yeah. There's going to be an Accountant 2 coming out.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Fuck.
John Wick.
He's not autistic.
He's a spur guy.
I mean,
dude.
He seems autistic.
No. Nope. Don't talk that way about my Halloween costume.
You killed my dog. After my wife died, that was the only thing I had left to fuck.
Dude, he got out, man. And now he's back in.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, asshole, how much for the model train? No, Brastavia, Duber, Bravia, Boo Boo. What the fuck? He speak Russian to me. How does he speak Russian so perfectly? Duby, Debravio, Brivity. Brivity, Bobbity. It'd be great if it's like, it's not even him butchering Russian, it's just him making up whatever the fuck. I'm just saying whatever
just Russian gibberish. That's funny.
Brivity brabada boosh to blah. Oh, very good. He's speaking our language.
He's the perfect Russian.
Yes, he must be the Baba Yaga. The Baba Baba Blah. Yes, that's your name.
It is funny that Russians are back to being villains, dude. I feel like Muslims got the crown for a while.
Muslims are perfect.
Well, but I'm saying Russians.
No, it's
because
white guys need to be the bad guys, and liberals always need somebody to go after.
Well, they,
Russians
in the
'90s,
I feel like
they're the ultimate white guys.
It was like
the ultimate white guys. Russians.
They are. Yeah, they're the worst dressed.
So true.
Worst at music. Worst at dancing. Yeah. Best at being angry, not smiling.
Strong.
Well, they're the ultimate white guys, but the ultimate white guys are Chechens because they're also Muslim.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They're white guys.
That's not ultimate white. That's ultimate villain.
Ultimate villain.
But Nick is right. Russians are the ultimate white guys. Chechens are the ultimate.
I feel like
villain.
Chechen terrorists were the bad guys.
Chechens are basically Klingons. They're not even like
they're a warrior
Earth
species.
Yeah. They're like, we are retarded and angry in two different ways.
Yeah, they're like really into MMA and stuff.
We're very stupid.
Where is Chechnya in Russia?
It's like
Russia
region.
Fucked their ass or something, and they got mad.
They fucked their ass a bunch of times, and then now they have like the son of one of the guys. They fought.
Yeah, Putin like just bombed an apartment complex in Russia to blame it on the Chechens and start the second Chechen
God
war.
Damn.
Yeah, he did like false flag attacks on his
like
own
straight
people.
Up false flag shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah.
But it's just happening and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, Putin's going to fuck us, isn't he?
I don't know. China's going to fuck us.
China is.
The economy's about to just fucking go to complete shit.
Really?
Yeah. But their economy might go to shit too.
Also, the whole world's. And there's going to be one more big crypto surge, and then that bubble will pop completely, and then everybody who had money in crypto will go fucking bankrupt also. But if you want to get into crypto, now's the time, because it's gonna.
You think so?
Nick's tips.
It'll probably go up one last time, and it'll go way the fuck up.
Are you buying any crypto this time around?
Maybe. I mean, I got a lot now that I know what I owe in taxes. I mean, like I have more money.
Got a little extra money.
Yeah.
You should get a fucking suit of armor, dude.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. To wear or to have in my apartment?
Yeah, both. You should have one decorative suit and one like...
How about a suit of armor, but then I do the Joker makeup on it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I paint it on there.
In the Met, in that armor room that they have.
Yeah, there's the
suit of armor room.
With the penis?
Yeah, the cod pieces. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they have like all these cod pieces like on
one
the
of the
suit
of
armor
has like a hard dick.
Yeah, it just looks like he has a hard dick.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
I want that.
Was that like, do you think he went into battle hard dicked?
Yeah, that was like his whole vibe.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And everyone's like, I kind of fuck with that knight's vibe.
Yeah.
He's got a cool vibe.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about
what are you doing?
Times I've cried in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember too many of them, but then I remembered that I did cry in the movie theater at the movie The Sixth Man when that guy dies of a heart attack from dunking too hard.
A true warrior, man.
Yeah, that made me cry.
That's how I'm going to die.
Yeah. What a stupid movie.
I don't remember. What was that about?
The Sixth Man is about two brothers, and they grow up playing basketball together, and then one of them... His heart explodes because he dunks too hard.
Well, that was like a thing for... Actually, a guy's heart just exploded in the G League.
Really?
Yeah, a guy that was in like the...
What's
he
that
just
stand
died.
For? The gay league?
Yeah, the gay league. Yeah. It's like the NBA minor leagues. He just died on the court.
What?
Yeah, dead.
I didn't know that.
Heart stopped, died.
When? Recently?
Yeah.
Was he dunking too hard?
I don't know.
Dude, if he didn't die on a dunk, that's pretty fucking little dickhead if you ask me.
But then there was that guy, Len Bias, who was like...
He was just doing cocaine.
He was just doing Mad Yips.
Yeah.
So he
first
died
time ever cool. doing cocaine, too.
It wasn't. Was it?
Yeah, isn't that the story? Is that he'd never done cocaine before, and he did it one time, and it killed him.
That's probably some spin.
That's some mom shit.
They use him as like...
They're like, and he never did it before.
When Adam dies getting his ass fucked by a horse, that's what his children are going to say.
It was his first time.
They used to scare you about that. They'd be like, you do cocaine one time. That's enough. It'll make your brain will pop.
That sounds like...
Because I remember the first
time
I did blow, it was like, am I going to be one of those guys? And then you're fine. And it's like, I guess I can just do any drug ever.
I am going
to
stop.
I guess everybody lied to me about everything. Yeah.
Did you guys do Dare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. I remember that our DARE officer just taught us how to do the drugs.
All I remember is
he's like,
DARE.
You're going to want to take a lighter and a spoon, and you're going to want to heat it up.
I remember the DARE officer being this Jack Black guy, and he fucking was doing one-arm push-ups for everybody.
Wow. Yeah. That'll get a room full of fifth graders to respect you.
Yeah, dude.
I remember, that's cool.
I still can't do one-arm push-ups.
I remember my DARE guy. He was also the PAL, Police Athletically. You have that shit?
I mean, I know what it is.
He's Officer Gino, and all I remember is...
Officer Vagino.
And he had a little earring.
He had a little vagina.
A little mustache.
Like me.
Very Italian, yeah. And I just remember his favorite number was 5,555.
Why?
I don't know.
Some Nazi stuff?
It's so funny. It's so funny when adults have like some dumb gay nonsense.
yeah.
You learn as a kid and you're like, oh, that's a cool thing about him. You grow up and you're like, oh, that man was a moron.
Yeah, imagine having a favorite number as a 37-year-old officer and then it's 5,555.
Yeah,
that's the number of illegal arrests I've done.
yeah.
My gym teacher in first grade used to, and I thought this was really cool, but in retrospect, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Used to make us dance. Used to fuck me. Yeah. used to make us dance to Achy Breaky Heart every single day.
I mean, that is
pedophile. Oh, my dick. My sucky fucky dick.
my sucky fucky dick.
oh, my dick. My sucky fucky dick. Like, won't you suck and fuck it? I'm sucking my dick and fucking my dick.
Can you
please suck my motherfucking dick?
my sucky fucking dick, dude. Hell yeah.
hey, I like this bar. Yeah, I go to these honky tonk places that often, but this is all right.
A bunch of people sucking each other's cocks. A bunch of gay cowboys. like, in a line.
Suck
like a
my
line
dick. My sucky fucking dick.
Woo. Please suck my dick.
Please suck my dick right off. I'm fucking gay. oh, I'm gay.
Please come suck my dick.
Yeah, I'm fucking
make us,
gay.
He's like, what's.
I suck and fuck a guy.
yes.
yeah.
He'd be like, what's Coach G's favorite song? And everyone would have to be like, Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. And then they'd play it. And then we'd have to do that dance for him. Can you imagine doing that like six times a day, every single day?
That's fucking
That's
weird.
Just what his life was.
He definitely was
line dancing children.
Making kids dance.
Every day he made you do that?
Yeah, at the beginning of gym, every class we do Achy Breaky Heart dance.
Wouldn't you just get tired of the song?
I would imagine he'd get
tired
of the song.
What are some other line dancing songs?
Achy Breaky Heart is the OG, I feel like.
I don't know. The cha-cha slide.
I wanted to do, yeah.
That's black.
Bump, bump, suck on my dick.
Yeah,
bump,
everybody
bump.
Fuck my ass.
yeah, oh, we just
did
that.
We did that one. yeah. Hold on, the electric slide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to suck you, suck you, suck you. and suck on your tube that's wide. but up, up, but up, but up, up.
I'm going to
You've got
you.
A penis. I'm going to suck it. Boogie, boogie, boogie. There you go.
You got a penis. Let me suck it. Boogie, 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 boogie.
okay.
All right. Let me suck your little ass dick.
Yeah. this is a good ass podcast.
I'm so tight.
I want to suck you. Suck you.
I'm sorry, everybody. It's been a slow news day. You know?
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, no, Nick just grabbed his heart.
yeah.
Have you followed that Owen Benjamin thing? I was reading about it yesterday.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Here's all I got to say about that. How about this? Clive Owen Benjamin. Moving
<That's>
on.
Clive on. what was it?
Keep calming
Clive Owen Benjamin on.
keep calming Clive on.
I want to suck you, fuck you, eat your ass.
I guess he was saying
that N-word
today. And he got in trouble.
Maybe,
Cinnabon?
Maybe me and you should go to Cinnabon for Adam's birthday.
Yeah.
Just like
between
you
the stand
go.
Shows.
yeah,
we go.
yeah, we'll celebrate your birthday separately without you.
well,
you want all three?
I am excited for my...
Yeah, what are you going to do at this party that I'm not going to be at?
My great gifts that I'm getting from you guys.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh. I'll fucking print out a sheet of paper with a half-thought-out bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't half-thought-out.
I got you a yoni egg to make your pussy tighter.
Well, we'll see. Everyone who comes to Funny Moms, on Monday will see the cool gifts that Nick and Stav have gotten me for my 31st birthday.
31st isn't a big birthday, dude. It's like, Stav, we
neither
did...
Neither is 29.
29 is a big birthday.
Big birthday, dude.
How's it? He's just big. That's
feeling
that's
fine
a big
at 29.
Birthday.
Yeah.
29?
29 is as irrelevant as 31.
No, it's the last year of your 20s, important. Bitch.
First of all, it's younger, too.
So it's cuter
better.
And more yeah. youthful.
He's a baby. He's
I'm a
big baby.
He is the baby of the show.
I'm the baby of the show.
That's why I protect you. Yeah. I protect you from Nick.
He doesn't need protecting from me. Me and Stav are friends.
No, that's not true.
I'm friends with Stav. I like Stavros.
Why do you say that you're friends
other
with Stav?
Other people on the show just happen to be colleagues. Just coworkers.
What are you talking about?
We have a business relationship.
Some other guys on the show. Don't even think too much about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, like Ian? Or
look, man, we don't have to get into the whole
other
thing.
Other people you have when I'm not here?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those guys, too.
Bruce Springsteen when he's on the show, when you're not here. Bruce Springsteen comes by
suck
sometimes.
Suck my penis. Lick my butt cheeks. Suck my penis. Gay ass days.
You guys.
Man, the low effort ones are...
They're good. They just devolve yeah. into gay songs.
Yeah.
Gay ass days.
I thought that corn thing are. At the beginning was good.
What corn thing?
We were talking about how Freak on a Leash was about being retarded.
Dude, I have no idea what time it is or what day it is.
It's
or
Friday. 7
p.m.
what
on
my
Wednesday.
Name is. Or
I just want to say publicly that you guys are my best friend. I'm turning 31 and I just want to say.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
I think I'm sucking off my dad. I think I'm sucking
that's
off my
offense.
Dad.
Imagine
I
if you tried to release that song now. Imagine how mad people would
smash hit.
No.
Turning Japanese.
Yeah. My eyes are getting tiny. That's one of the lyrics, right?
I thought it was coming, right? Because your eyes squint when you come.
Yeah, it's about being off. Turning Japanese
is
being
off.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah,
it's about jacking off.
No, I thought it was about all the new technology coming into America.
In the 1980s. Yeah.
I thought he was talking about VCRs and shit.
Sony.
Yeah.
CD players. 12
I think
CD changers.
Japanese, I really think so.
I think I'm sucking off my dad. I think I'm sucking off my dad.
Suck
I really
my
think
dick.
So.
My tiny little dick. Please suck my dick.
Because I'm gay.
And if you suck my dick, my itty bitty dick.
Yes, dude. There we go. Yeah. Suck on my dick, my itty bitty dick.
Please suck my dick, my itty bitty dick. I just don't think I fuck a man.
Yeah, right?
I just don't know how to read.
I'm also retarded.
I'm gay and retarded. My dick is very small. Enough of that. We gotta come on. This is a people listen to this show.
What? They like that.
No, they want to hear the news.
All right, okay.
Okay, so I did think Owen Benjamin did a video, like an hour-long video, about why he shouldn't get in trouble for saying the N-word. And one of his pieces of evidence that I thought was really good was the Chris Rock bit about N-words versus black people.
That's
and he's
true.
Like, if Chris Rock can say it...
Yeah, there's no difference.
Or why like, can't
I'm going to go on the NewYorkTimes.com. Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. Yeah. Is it possible that Owen Benjamin thinks Chris Rock is a white man?
That's true.
And he's only heard the album version of that joke.
Maybe. Because
I can understand, you know. I was like, why isn't the take ever like... Well, it's okay when David Duke says it.
Yeah,
but
that's
true. That's what I don't get. It's like, you know, oh, you're not supposed to say the N-word. Well, you know who gets to use the N-word all the time?
Racist.
Richard Spencer.
That's true.
Nobody gets mad at him.
You're right.
Literally, everyone loves that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? South Korea's ousted president gets 24 years in prison.
She looks like Dan Nina.
Yeah, she could
get part of being a South African president is you go to prison?
South Korean.
Oh,
but
South African,
Zuma got ousted.
Hui's presidency exposed the collusive ties between South Korea's government and conglomerates like Samsung. Oh, damn. This bitch got for getting too good of a phone
Sounds
deal.
Like she tried to charge her Samsung Galaxy S8.
That's true. Sounds like she maybe got by Jewish South Korean Bill Cosby.
No.
This is literally just a clip show.
Oh, how about cops killing another black guy?
In Crown Heights.
That was
pretty
cool.
He was holding a pipe, and they said that it looked like a pipe style gun.
What's the solution? Do we get to kill a random cop?
A pipe style gun? Well, like, he's like some steampunk black guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got an HG Wells type
fucking
gun.
Wild Wild West
just
outfit.
Mutton chops, yeah, and a top hat.
killing police officers.
Yeah, cops are cool.
It was at that time that we ascertained the suspect was on his way back to his giant steam-powered spider, and we took affirmative action against the suspect prior to his arrival at the steam-powered spider, to which he was going to flee into one of the other boroughs, perhaps, mm-hmm. to commit atrocities against the great city of this people of the city.
This is good. We're really okay. Ripping these from the headlines.
All right, here we go. How about Putin's closest cronies are hit with new U.S. sanctions? Huh?
Whoa, they're getting his friends now? Uh-oh. That's petty. Sounds like petty wars to
I
me.
Want cronies.
You could have cronies.
Yeah?
Yeah. You could get henchmen and shit.
Some guy cronies. Came to the show the last night.
And he said you're a crony of
him. No, but I was like, oh, I'm real tired. I'm in the middle of moving. He's like, I can help you move. And his girlfriend's there, and she like laughs. He's like, no, seriously, I can help you move. And I was like, no, I don't need help moving. And then he DM'd me today. He's like, so everything checks out with my girlfriend. I can help you move.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's so weird.
Yeah, well, you know, a nice guy. I don't mean
nice guy, but that's a crony, dude. If you want cronies, you got them, dude.
I don't want cronies. I want guys, you know, people with
deals. Oh, you want a guy.
No, well,
that's a difference. You just said you wanted a crony.
I want a Sony guy.
What you could do, and I don't think it would be that difficult, and I think you're kind of maybe already doing it and not knowing it, is start a cult.
Yeah.
You know, and then cults start out
fun. I would love a cult.
Yeah.
Cults start out fun.
By that, you mean open my own CrossFit box?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that they're called boxes.
Sort of you have people. Oh, yeah. you
Welcome to
respect.
My CrossFit cunt.
The gash. Yeah. The gash? Getting ripped at the gash.
CrossFit hole.
Yeah, that's good.
Nah, dude, we should start a cult.
Because cults always start out like fun, and there's a lot of fucking and stuff, and then they all get guns.
Well, I'll be the sex guy of the cult. Nick is
well, everyone's a sex guy.
No, I'm the main sex guy.
Well, no. The main guy.
You're
the
accountant. Nick is the like.
Did you see that documentary about that cult in Los Angeles? With that weird Spanish guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, the gay guy.
Yeah, the gay guy, and then there's that dude interviewing, and he's like, you know, to think I was just so roped into this cult, and I'm just letting that guy. Fuck me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It says on camera, and it's like, oh, you did way more than just waste your time.
Yeah.
This guy was being raped repeatedly by this cult leader.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because he told him that he was God.
Yeah.
And the guy convinced him.
Yeah. God would, if there's one thing God wanted to do, is fuck
this guy. This guy wasn't gay. He was just like,
what?
Yeah, the cult leader like browbeat him into it. He's like, you need to get past these hurdles of like orientation and sexuality. He's like, these are all just like human traps.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So let me fuck your ass.
And I'm sure the gay guy never fucked any women.
It all started out with him like having men in the cult be his masseuses and his athletic trainers.
Awesome. He warmed them up to it.
Because like the cult was all about physical fitness and stuff.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And he'd be like, oh, I need
that's not gonna
my
be our
muscles
cult.
Massaged. Mm. And then like he'd have like select his favorite guys in the cult to be his masseuses.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, well, that's it for today.
We got Funny Moms.
Funny
this
Moms
Monday,
on Monday,
tomorrow.
The 9th.
Are we doing 8 o'clock? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay, fuck it.
Starting at 8 p.m., just like a couple weeks ago. We'll see it. Come on, everybody. We got Nikki Glaser, Parnon, and Charla, and
Kate Willett.
Kate Willett.
All right, goodbye, everybody.